The next question is Lizzie Lamar. The last name is L-A-M-A-R. L-A-M-A-R. Lizzie, L-I-S-S-I-E. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The laboratory workup that was reported in September the 12th of 2023 shows that the patient has a creatinine that is 1.92 and an estimated GFR that is 27 that is consistent with CKD stage 4. Unfortunately, the patient didn't get the results of the protein creatinine ratio and macroalbumin creatinine ratio that are critical for her evaluation, period. The patient was instructed to follow the recommendations as written. Number two, the serum potassium is 6.7. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. There is evidence of elevation of the glycosylated hemoglobin to 8.1, and the patient is taking lisinopril. This is a very dangerous condition. We are going to stop the use of the lisinopril. We're going to put the patient in furosemide 40 milligrams every day, and we will increase the administration of amlodipine to 10 milligrams every day, period. Again, the discussion regarding the hyperkalemia was a lengthy discussion. We provided the information. We gave samples of the food that she should take and samples of what she should avoid in order to correct the hyperkalemia. Blood sugar has to be corrected. Following number, hypothyroidism with elevation of the TSH to 7 with normal T3, but a borderline low T4. We are going to increase the administration of levothyroxine to 50 micrograms on daily basis. Following number. The patient has a history of glaucoma that is followed by the eye doctor. Following number. Vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. Following number, remote stroke without sequela. Following number, diabetes mellitus out of control. The patient is out of Trulicity, and we are going to increase the administration of Lantus from 16 units to 20 units. Following number, the patient is no longer anemic. Continue to take iron. I emphasize that this is a very dangerous situation that has to be attended. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spent 12 minutes evaluating the lab and comparing. 20 minutes.
She just wants
to
know if she can still drink coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the face-to-face and in the documentation, 10 minutes.